This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
You're now listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanisan. Medical and healthcare stocks have gotten a lot of attention recently, and few can boast the stock returns that medical bed manufacturer LKL International has seen this year. The stock is up 6 times or about there since the end of March on the back of a boom in sales. But is this sustainable or simply a flash in the pan? To find out, I speak with Lim Ming Chang, CEO of LKL International Berhad. Ming Chang, welcome to The Breakfast Grill.
Hi Roshan, thank you.
So LKL was started back in 1993 and was involved in the design and manufacturing of medical and healthcare beds, peripherals and accessories. And I think you're pretty much doing the same thing today, but you've also got a trading division. What are your most important business segments today?
Okay, besides medical beds and medical peripherals, we also are doing trading and distributions, which is supply like PPEs and also disposables, wound dressings and every dressings.
So you look to be quite a beneficiary from COVID-19 if I look at your financials. For the last few years, you've been in the red. But for 2020, that financial year, you came back into the black with quite a big fourth quarter that was 40% of annual revenue and 75% of profit after tax. So without COVID-19, would you still be in the black in 2020?
We managed to record a convincing turnover in financial year 2020, driven by stronger sales posted across all products, mainly in the medical beds, medical peripheral and accessories, and as well as the medical devices. And then we were also more committed to financial prudence as a witness in our better management of operating expenses, OPEX, in financial year 2020. So the overall environment was quite tough in the past 2 years as raw material costs were high, and because the hospital restrained spending to expand their operations, mainly for replacement due to the gloomy economic outlook. But today there is the different situations that the COVID-19 has happened in 2020, and we can foresee that there's more inquiry and sales coming up in the coming years. The hospitals, government hospitals and private hospitals, they're expanding their hospitals.
Okay, but if I look at the numbers in your, I think, last report for quarter four, or even the full year, in the fourth quarter, it was your trading revenue, not manufacturing, that drove that quarter. The trading segment was up 4.5 times on year to 11 million ringgit, and that's a big jump there. What was behind that boom in the trading segment?
Okay, basically, booming side for the trading is we supply two contracts worth 13.7 million in total to supply the PPEs to Sarawak Public Hospitals, which is in March and April 2020.
Okay, and with that growth there, are you focusing less on manufacturing and putting more attention and resources into trading going forward?
No, we are still focused on manufacturing because the hospital's beds is our core business.
With that hospital bed core business, if I take a look at the gross profit margin, in the last quarter, it jumped to 33%. In the same quarter the year before, it was only 8%, a single-digit gross profit margin there. What was this based on? How did you manage to increase this gross profit margin by such a significant quantum?
Okay, basically, during this COVID-19, right, during this last quarter, We received orders of more than 600 units of medical beds from April to May. And then mainly is for these beds and accessories. So it has helped our revenues and profit.
Were you able to increase your sales, higher selling prices because of the increased demand? I'm asking specifically about the margin. It was 33%, which is quite a significant improvement from previous quarters, if I take a look. What was behind that? Was it higher selling prices?
Our typical this manufacturing gross margin is basically on 30 to 40%, and then the typical trading gross margin is around 20 to 25. So like for example the PPE, the gross margin is similar with the other trading item as well. So we do not actually take the advantage of these situations. But for coming to the question that you mentioned just now on the manufacturing, basically we control the manufacturing operations, and then we try to fully utilize the machines that we purchased years ago. Automations like laser tube and blade cuttings machines that we purchased in the past years.
Right. So, and you're saying basically it's better utilization and cost management that helped you to increase the gross profit margin?
Yeah, yeah.
And is that going to be sustainable? Are you going to be able to maintain this this kind of 30% gross margin going forward?
Yes, yes. We will maintain or slightly up, maybe 2 to 3%.
All right. So you're confident that you're going to be staying in the 30% bracket going forward?
Yeah, 30 to 40% on the gross margin.
Okay, and let's just take a look at your market share as well. So your primary business, as you mentioned, also is the manufacturing of medical beds. And I think when you listed in 2016, you stated, or at least in the prospectus, it was that you had 40% of market share at that point. What is your market share now?
In terms of these hospitals or beds, I do believe that LKL's market share is about 60 to 65%. Based on the projects and the records that we gather.
Based on that, that's your market share at present here. And when you look at your other products, what are some of the more important ones outside of medical beds?
For right now, we have these operating theatres tables, and we have operating lights, and then we have neonatal products. And then we have other products as well, like wound dressings, IV dressings.
And these are things that all you manufacture, or do you only manufacture medical beds?
No, those that I mentioned just now for the OT tables and the OT light is doing tradings.
Okay.
We manufacture mainly on the medical beds and peripherals like A&E transport trolleys, delivery bed, and then examination cows. This is the one that we manufacture there.
Okay, so how big is your trading division now?
Okay, come back to the question just now is for manufacturing, our standard product, we have about 250 standard product. And then for customized product, we have more than 10,000 customized product. And then for the trading product, right? Just now that I mentioned the OT tables, and then all this is about trading items.
Up next, LKL plans to raise 45 million ringgit via a private placement. What do they plan to do with that money? Keep it here to The Breakfast Grill to find out.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back to the Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kunnison. Today I'm speaking with Lim Ming Chang, CEO of medical bed maker LKL International Berhad. All right, MC, let's take a look at future plans. So you've seen quite a significant increase in demand, and I've seen that you plan to raise up to, I think, 45.5 million via a private placement, and about 26 million is said to be for capex and expansion, including buying two new factory buildings and expanding the current one. So it's very clear that you believe in your manufacturing prospects. But what is that belief based on? I think earlier you said you saw an increase in demand for medical beds during the first few months of the year. Has that demand carried on?
Yes, yes. The demand from domestic and also the international market is increasing year to year. So the private placement that we announced recently is to raise up the 26.5 million to expand our production capacities. So as you say, mainly to buy two additional factories and then to expand our facilities and basically to for productions and assembly for these medical beds, medical peripherals and accessories.
Right, so you essentially want to be able to produce more of these medical beds and peripherals.
Yeah, currently our capacities to produce the beds itself for 1 year is about 9,000. From this expansion, we foresee can increase about 35%.
What's the demand side looking like and that you want to expand your factories?
Okay, at this moment, we have gathered hundreds of orders which we are unable to produce in time. So there's a reason why we want to expand our productions and manufacturing side.
And do you think that demand is sustainable? Do you think it's going to be around beyond this COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, yes.
Why? Why do you think so?
Even without this COVID-19, the healthcare sectors will be driven by the growing populations. I mean, rising affluence among society and aging populations. Moreover, right now, the Malaysia's ratio of these hospital beds to population stood at about 1.98 beds per population of 1,000 people, which is still below the international standard of 2.5 beds, and lower than the regional peer like Thailand, Singapore, and Vietnam. I mean, to achieve this international standard, gather funding is required to upgrade like hospitals' capacities, and then increase the demands and the medical equipments, which we believe that is not right now or 1 or 2 years, is continuous 5 years or 10 years.
Right, so that's a long-term avenue because one of the big...
Yeah, long-term.
So basically, you're counting on hospital construction and expansion to fuel your growth as well over the next few years. But, you know, on the back of COVID-19, there's a lot of concern over money. And I think we've even heard hospitals like KPJ are putting expansion plans on hold. Are you worried about this?
I'm not worried about this because... on the tender book, we do have a list of the tender that we actually already participate, which we can foresee, like government hospitals. So they are expanding and building the new hospitals coming up.
Have you had
in
any
1 to 2 years' time?
All right. Have you had any pullbacks from the orders or have any postponements to the orders on the back of the pandemic that we're going through?
So far, no. But we... actually increasing, receive orders and the inquiries.
So with this, then can we expect your manufacturing growth to continue to grow or is it going to taper after this? What do you think your manufacturing is going to look like in the next few years?
As I say, right now we are at the almost maximum of our capacities. That's the reason why we want to expand our productions.
Okay, so one part of it, of course, is the building of new hospitals and construction and expansion, right? So that's one way of basically putting new beds into hospitals. But the other one is bed replacements. How often do hospitals need to replace their beds?
Actually, it depends on the hospitals. So the lifespan of one bed can be 5 to 10 years.
So it's not a short-term investment for them. Do you have returning customers to you?
Yes, yes. We do have returning customers for private hospital and the government hospital as well.
And MC, if we take a look at overall the bigger picture here, now you're also looking at quite long-term. You're looking 5-10 years. But realistically, there are only so many hospitals that we can build in Malaysia for a population of our size. With that in mind, are you seeing increased interest from overseas markets?
Yeah. From time to time, there's an increasing for the export markets. But right now, export market is made up about 20% of our revenues.
So still a relatively small portion of your total business there. Are you looking to increase that anytime soon?
Yeah, we are working on that.
Are there any particular overseas markets that you are in right now?
Right now, we are targeting on Africa markets.
Okay, but what about the Western markets? Because they seem to be able to pay more for medical supplies, as we're seeing with the PPE products. Are there any Western markets that you are paying attention to?
Western markets for Germany and Poland, we do supply to these both countries.
All right, and this is the medical beds products?
Yeah, mainly medical beds.
what about Southeast Asia? We've got some big markets here that are growing in terms of population, Indonesia, Vietnam. Any markets in Southeast Asia that look attractive to you?
Yes, there's a few. So for example, Vietnam, and then Indonesia and Thailand as well. So these few countries that I'll be focusing on.
And when we look at your trading business, is that just within Malaysia?
Yep, some of the distributorship that we got it is from for mainly Malaysian markets.
So I think earlier you mentioned that the fourth quarter revenue there was helped a lot by the contracts you got in Sarawak to supply PPE and supplies to Sabah, to Sarawak specifically. How important are Sabah and Sarawak to your business?
Yeah, of course, Sabah, Sarawak is a growing healthcare business in these both states. And then with our well-known after-sales service and the reputation that we built up along the years, I believe that Sarabah and Sarawak can bring us more business.
Okay, we've talked a bit about Southeast Asia. We've talked about foreign markets as well. And mostly we've talked about your medical beds and your trading business. Looking forward, I see that you've also got 6 million ringgit from the planned private placement has been set aside for future investment in projects. What projects are these?
There's a few projects going on. But the project is ongoing, but we can't announce yet. I can't disclose much on that.
Still hush-hush at this point. And when we... All right, beyond those projects that you've put that money aside for, we've talked about your medical beds, you talk about trading. Could you tell us a bit more about trading? What are the products here? You've mentioned PPE. What else are you trading and distributing in the country?
We are distributing operating data, tables, surgical lights, and then we also distributing these wound dressings, IV dressings, and then we also distributing these neonatal equipments, and then we also distributing like patient monitors, defibrillators, ECGs. Those are medical diagnostic equipments. We do distribute also.
All right. We've seen your stock, LKL, has jumped up 6 times in the last few months. It's now trading around 60 cents, if I'm not mistaken. And this is backed, I think a large part is this optimism around the sales in the last quarter there. Well, what can we expect for the rest of the year from you? Do you think your earnings are going to be able to justify the valuation you're at right now?
The movement of this share price is actually beyond our control. I mean, with the current variations attributed to the medical industry, positive sentiments. I mean, we will look to compress the current variation by effectively executing growth strategies and expansion plans.
All right. MC, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Lim Ming Chang, CEO of LKL International Berhad, and this has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanisin for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.